Weekday Wake Up, Swift 98, and The Spur with the SBI Radio Network heading into this hour's guest interview segment this morning. And today we're talking about the Young Hunter Education Challenge, which is coming to Lincoln County this summer, the YHEC. And bringing this event to Star Valley is Hannah Buxman and Nick Buxman, both in studio here this morning. Hey guys, how are you today?
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, doing well. Appreciate you both coming in. Hannah, you reached out to me first, so we're going to start with you.
Okay.
And talk about this event, the Youth Hunter Education Challenge. Tell us what this is for those that have never heard of it before.
Yeah, I'd love to. So this is like an NRA-sponsored event. It's actually held nationwide across the country. They have local tournaments and state tournaments. The local event, which is what we're trying to host right now, will be in our area, and it just kind of gives kids one more step before going to like the state competition, which is a little bit bigger, and then on to regionals and nationals. What they do is they have several events all focused on safe shooting and hunter education, like ethical hunting aspects. So they'll do 22 rifle, shotgun, muzzle loading, archery, a wildlife identification. There's a hunter safety trail, an orienteering course, and a hunter exam that they'll kind of participate and cycle through as a group, and then have overall scores and a little ceremony at the end.
Okay. Very cool. So, Nick, this obviously is something, have you guys been involved with it in the past, or how did you guys hear about it? Why did you decide to bring it to Star Valley?
Yeah, dude. When I first met my wife, she was enrolled in the YHEC program down where we're from, Durango, Colorado. She did it every year, and I went and helped her with it, and helped her through the courses, and it was just a really fun event, and all the kids loved it, so we just wanted to bring it to the Valley and kind of just get everybody out there and bring up safety for kids.
Yeah.
And show them safe hunting practices when they're out in the field.
Okay. So tell us how this works then, Hannah. Someone signs up for this and they just come to the event and compete, or are there kind of anything leading up to it? How does it all work?
We're going to be hosting a few meetings throughout the upcoming weeks. We're hoping to do the event on June 3rd and 4th of this year. The location will be announced soon, but it will be in Star Valley. The ages for kids that we're looking at are 8 to 18. The 12 to 18-year-olds, we are requiring the hunter safety card because they require those at the state competitions and things like that. But for the younger kids here, we're not going to require that because we're hoping maybe they're just getting into it, maybe a little like unsure about guns or hunting, and maybe this will kind of spark an interest there too and maybe recruit some of those kids into it. But we have registration open now until April 15th, and then if we still have spaces available, we'll open it up a little bit closer to the event as well. But you can just reach out to Nick or myself at our phone numbers, and we will get information and registration passed on as we need to.
Very cool. So you mentioned hunter's education for 12 and older. Did I understand that correctly?
Yes, 12 to 18.
12 to 18. So, Nick, is this open to all levels of shooters, then, is my question? Because you're going to have some that are experienced hunters, have shot their whole lives, and maybe some that haven't done much at all. Is it for everybody?
Yeah, Dick, this is wide open for all kids ages 8 to 18. And we will put the kids in a group of six, and we're hoping to put older kids with younger kids so everybody can kind of help out and contribute. And we're wanting to get volunteers rounded up to where each team will have a coach or two, and then each shooting event and each competition will have a person there to help also.
Okay. Now, you said that the actual shooting is basically target shooting, correct?
Yes. Yeah. It'll just be basic target shooting.
And where is this going to take place?
We haven't locked down a location yet. We're still looking at that. We're shooting for Grover Park. We're waiting on Forest Service to get an approval for us to do it up there.
Okay. Again, we're speaking with Hannah and Nick Buxman this morning about the YHEC, which am I saying that correct?
Yes,
YHEC is the Youth Hunter Education Challenge, which Hannah, I understand, is actually sponsored by the NRA. Is that correct?
Yes, it's a big NRA youth event that they do.
Okay. Yeah. So now tell me, guns and ammo. Do the shooters provide all that themselves?
We are trying to supply ammo if we can. So if anyone is interested in helping, like give like money type sponsorship or donate things like that, it has to be like nothing reloaded. Obviously it has to be like factory safe ammunition, but we're trying to acquire all the ammunition. We are working on putting together like a few loaner equipments if we can get our hands on some bows. We have a few like 22s maybe available and some muzzle loaders and things like that. So if anyone has guns or weapons that their kids have outgrown that they're interested in like loaning out for the event or want to come and help with, that would be awesome. But other than that, we're kind of asking if you have your own equipment to bring it. And then if not, hopefully people come that we can share. That way it doesn't exclude people from coming if they don't have everything.
And another question is, what if someone maybe isn't interested in advancing to the state or even national competition? See, people
it's
can
totally
just come and
optional.
Shoot, right?
Yeah. So this is just a fun local thing for the weekend. You can come and shoot. If you want to go to state, you are more than welcome to. They have sign up starting for that now too. State tournament this year is in Upton, Wyoming. And I believe it is June 23rd, I think, is when that one is. I'd have to double check that date, but it's in Upton, and you can go to that. If you want to go on to regionals, which is either in New York or in Arkansas, and those are week-long competitions, you have to have participated in a state event.
I see. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, you were telling me that the other event, the closest one to us like this, is in Thermopolis, you were saying,
yes,
correct?
Theirs is actually coming up on April 23rd. If anyone's interested in that, I can get information as well.
Okay. So let's say our listeners, maybe in Cokeville, Kem, or Bridger Valley, they want to come up to Star Valley and participate in this. Are they able to do that?
Yeah, we would love to have anyone from surrounding areas travel in, whatever. If you have cousins or whatever that you think would be interested, like, definitely bring them along.
Awesome. Again, we're talking with Hannah and Nick Buxman about the Young Hunter Education Challenge. You guys, thank you so much for coming in today, sharing this info with us. Anything we missed that you need to mention?
I don't think so. I might just throw out my phone number is 307-248-3006. Or Nick is 307-248-1362 if anyone wants to reach us. We also have flyers hung up throughout town and on Facebook as well to reach out and get registered or to volunteer and help out.
Perfect. And just another final, you mentioned you're getting sponsors. Is there a registration fee to be part of this?
Yes, there's a $10 registration fee for the kids, and all that money will go to next year's event when we host this also, just for their ammo, targets, any equipment they may need.
Helping out, pick up the slack this year, with anything extra.
Awesome. And if anyone wants more information, you mentioned the phone numbers they can reach out to. Is there a website maybe for this event that the people can go to?
We don't have a website for our local event yet. You can go on like to the NRA website under education and go to the youth area to look just about YHEC in general and other areas and things. But right now, just starting out, it's kind of just us throwing this together. We've got flyers and things like that for right now.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much. I think we get it all?
I think so.
I think
we got it. Perfect. Again, that's Hannah and Nick Buxman this morning, and the Youth Hunter Education Challenge, known as YHEC, coming to Star Valley this upcoming summer, and registration open now. It's all part of the weekday wake-up on SVI.